Welcome to First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast. I'm your host, James Gardner, certified athletic therapist, certified strength and conditioning specialist, yoga instructor, human being. This platform for the pros, by the pros, anybody in the performance space, and beyond. Welcome here to share in the stories of professionals, experiences, journeys, learning along the way. It's a platform to connect, to network, and to be a part of a community that cares with conversations that matter, experiences that resonate, and generate ideas, thought-provoking, organic dialogue, passionate probes. Brought to you as always by First Star Therapy, Mobility Tape, Epic, and Benchmark Athletics. In association with the Canadian Athletic Therapists Association, it's First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast. Thanks for being here. Thank you for being a part of it.
Here we go. This is Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast, the official podcast of WFAT. This is part two of our five-part series, 2023 Impact Award winners, today featuring Dr. Jim Mensch and his nominator, Dr. Zachary Winkleman, both at the University of South Carolina. I'll jump into your bios quickly here, guys. Really appreciate the time. We'll keep this short. We'll expand on this later. But again, no shortage of thanks in terms of what you're doing for the profession and diving into the international component of things here with WFAT. Dr. Jim Mensch is director of professional athletic training program and teaches classes in the athletic training program and exercise science department at the University of South Carolina. His research interests are in pediatric sports medicine and socialization of athletic training professionals into the workforce, specifically non-traditional settings. He has several current projects related to sports medicine care and epidemiological research in youth sport athletes, some areas that aren't necessarily streamlined in the profession. So welcome aboard, Dr. Mensch. Jim, welcome aboard. We'll let you say hi, and then Zach will jump into yours and
Great. Dip
together.
Thanks, James. Glad to be here.
Yeah, awesome. And your first podcast you mentioned before we got on. So welcome. Hopefully not the last. Dr. Zachary Winkleman, clinical assistant professor. His research focuses on improving the patient-centered experience and reducing health disparities in athletic training. His research develops strategies for athletic trainers and athletic training students to create and promote a patient-centered environment, including the social determinants of health, health literacy, use of disablement models, and patient education with the long-term goal to establish a high standard for equity delivered by sports medicine providers. Again, no shortage of really, really important work. Zach, welcome aboard. You're the nominator of Jim, so we'll focus a little bit more on him maybe for today. Why don't you get started with how you know Jim, and then we'll jump into the Impact Award and what it means to you, Jim.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it. So I met Jim here as I joined the University of South Carolina faculty 5 years ago, and quickly learned that Dr. Mensch has a strong passion for globalization and sharing the kind of the message and the word about how we can internationalize, if you will, athletic training and athletic therapy. And so for me, it was seeing how he actively lived out those experiences and not just taught or did it in the classroom. And so that's one of the main reasons why I thought he was very deserving of this Impact Award.
Amazing. And Jim, you mentioned you just got back from Ireland with the student group over there. Congratulations on the award. Maybe what it means for you and where did that start for you in terms of the interest?
Yeah, that means a lot. Thank you. Really, I got started very late in life, in my early 40s. The Beijing Olympics had just occurred in 2008, and one of our team physicians, who was a team physician for United States for the Olympics, asked me to go over to China. And I had never been outside of the borders of the United States. And to me, it was, do I really want to go over there? And I went over there and was just amazed. And I think I had that aha moment that a lot of people get when they realize there's a big world out there and there's a lot more to it than just what I see in South Carolina. It really kind of changed my life, and I thought, wow, this is great. I ended up going back two more times to China because we wanted to integrate a sports medicine program over there and put athletic trainers in China. So we developed a program, and with the help of some friends and some physicians and some connections in hospitals over there, we started a program back in 2010 to put six athletic trainers in Guangzhou and Shanghai, ultimately Beijing. And it just kind of took off from there. I got bitten by that bug, I guess, James, of wanting to see more. Ended up over the course of the last 12 years, taking students to not just China, but Ireland, Greece, the Netherlands, Germany, Australia, Italy, several countries over several years, and it's kind of changed my life.
An amazing catch. And we were chatting just briefly before we got on air here in terms of the value of travel. And obviously, like, this is represented in your work, represented in the passion you have in these areas. You mentioned sort of coming to this late, but where's the value lie in sort of travel perspective, gaining different insights? Where does it lie for you? And then, Zach, I'll throw this to you in terms of Jim's lived out experiences beyond the classroom and how he lives this and how this manifests in your vision of Jim. But Jim, the value of travel and the value of sort of the international perspective of athletic training, athletic therapy.
It's so important. I love to show students that aha moment that I received, not just from a cultural standpoint, where I think that's important to go other places and see and meet with folks that don't look like us, talk like us, think like us. But at the end of the day, if you have a passion for sports medicine or athletic training or physical therapy or therapy in general, that's a passion you have. Sometimes when I explain to students, a physical therapy degree here in the United States is 7 years. And, to become a physiotherapist, you could be done in 4 years. And are there differences in their clinical outcomes? Are there differences in how they treat patients and their access to patients? And all of that changes country by country and visit by visit, where you go experience these things. I want our students to have a concept of healthcare from a globalization perspective. And what does that mean for them and how they treat their patients and how they go to school and the education they receive and the clinical environments that they're in. That to me is the part that I enjoy doing. I also enjoy doing research, and I'm doing research right now with two of my friends from DCU, Sinead and Siobhan. We're working on a project together with a student at South Carolina. And we also have a student in our post-professional program that just came from DCU. And Zach oversees her. That's Rachel. So I look for ways to get involved and collaborate with folks outside of the walls of South Carolina. It's very important to me, whether it's clinical education, research, service, taking students there to see it firsthand. That's what I have a passion about. And it's been fun.
Amazing. And you touched on sort of where I wanted to take this naturally. So as a first podcast, natural for you. This is great. Really jumping ahead of here. But bridging the globe through the profession and bridging the globe through your passions, like, this is amazing. And some people don't get exposure to this. So being able to capture this for our audience, for myself as a host, and just where you see the profession, how you see the profession, and integrating your interests into a passion project. Zach, maybe that leads you to sort of the nomination and how this is lived every day. In a few minutes here, Jim, you've captured obviously passion-led and passion-driven in terms of what you're doing. But Zach, your capture of Jim and the nomination for the award.
Yeah, I think Jim did a great job of kind of summing up what I've seen. So I think for myself, I studied abroad when I was a professional AT student, and it was kind of a taboo thing to do. Like there wasn't, I was the first student to study abroad for my program, and it was like, can we make this work? And I got here to South Carolina, and Jim's like, oh no, we go every year. This is part of our program. And it's not just part of our athletic training program, it's part of our exercise science program that he extends this opportunity collaborates with other programs from across the country. And it's just so cool to kind of see it seamlessly work out every year to go to different places, Australia, Ireland, whatever, wherever it may be, and bringing that back every year with some ideas. So most recently, not part of the nomination, but most recently, Jim just got back from Ireland about, I guess, 2 weeks ago. And he came back and was like, all right, guys, we got ideas. So let's sit down. Let's talk about this. And I think that's the cool part of it. It's not just let's go to travel. It's let's go to learn from, with, and about each other. And so we can bring things back to make it better. And that's something that I think we've seen in our program then, too, about how that's modeled in terms of recruitment of students, trying to find students that are not just people from the United States and recruiting students from all over the world into our program. So Jim's done a great job of doing that. And I'll let him share a little bit more about what that kind of looks like.
Yeah. And listen, it's not just me. This is Zachary on social media, and we're very intentional about it. So we are intentional about bringing folks to our program that aren't just from South Carolina or North Carolina or the Southeast. We currently have four international students in our program, in our athletic training program. We have Japan and South Africa and the Bahamas and France. And now this incoming year, we have Rolo. He's coming from England. That's intentional. That to me is something that our program is founded on and has worked very well for us. The post-professional program also has Rachel that's come from DCU in Ireland. So those things don't happen by accident. Those things are done through our contacts abroad, through our social media, through promoting a program that, as I said earlier, is welcoming to all folks that, again, don't look like us, talk like us, think like us, but at the end of the day, they have a common goal to be an athletic trainer, an athletic therapist, and take care of patients. And that's what we embrace.
Yeah, amazing captures. I didn't hear you mention Canada in there. So if you're looking to bring in a flavor from north of the 49th, you got your guy right here. I'll come down anytime, especially during the winter months. You talk intentionality, you talk passion. Like, these are some of the things that aren't typically taught within athletic training, athletic therapy programs. So these exposures are lived lessons. Is that a fair capture? I mean, we don't spend a lot of time learning about communication or cultural differences, you know, in the formal education side of things. So is this something that you're bridging into the classroom as well, or through these lived experiences, this is now the global classroom?
Zachary can talk about that from a behavioral health perspective, from a patient-centered care. Zach, you can, that's your forte there.
Yeah, I think that's the stuff that we bring the students in as part of our program, and this is where we've all get on the same page. And so it's kind of nice that we've approached this through all of our faculty to find a common core that we all embrace. And I think that's what brings us all together as a program, so that we each have our research interest or something that makes us unique in terms of our teaching and our connection to patient care. But the thing that I think brings us all together, which is necessary for a team to work, is some type of central component. And for us, it's patient-centered care, whether that be looking at people's cultural and backgrounds or experiences, the languages they speak. And I think that's where we've embedded that through each of our classes. And so we are quite intentional, to use that word again, about teaching communication, like actually how to talk to someone and being mindful of your word choice. And what happens if a person doesn't know English? How do we communicate with them? And those are things that the study abroad experiences, or like this global health perspective, if you will, have been critical for us as a program. We have a whole class on public health and looking at not just what impacts you, but what impacts everybody else around you.
The sign language one too, that you integrate into your class, and speaking a different language, and those kind of things are just so important to the overall part of our program that you talked about.
I love these captures, and maybe not sort of the main direction of our conversation. And I'd love to circle back here again. This is chatting with Jim Mensch, 2023 Impact Award winner for WFAT, nominator Dr. Zachary Winkleman, both at the University of South Carolina. The program sounds outstanding in terms of some of the things that I, doing my education up here, a little bit in the US, a little bit in Canada, wasn't exposed to, you know, years ago. So new age thinking, or has this sort of been, you know, right from the get-go, you guys saw gaps and filled these?
Well, I saw it again at a late age, and I'm much older than Zachary. So I, when I saw that, and my experience in China, as I said, just changed me. And I'm going to Australia in about 50 days to take another group of students over there to experience that. And watching those students go to grad school and having them reflect on it and having them talk about how it changed their lives, that's what really gets me. And now that I'm involved in WFAT, because I hadn't been for a long time, and now I am, and I dove in both feet, and I set up a few weeks ago with the help of the WFAT executives and the folks in charge, helped set up a basically a Zoom link and invited them to a meeting where we had somebody. So the University of South Carolina has been putting on these student-run organization guest lectures just by the students. And I thought, why not ask the WFAT to throw it out to all the students? And Glenn showed up, and several students from other programs across the world showed up. And I want to build on that. That to me is just getting them in the same Zoom room where you can introduce yourself. Oh, you happen to be from Canada or Japan or where else? But we have the same interest in an ACL, and we have the same interest in an athlete's mental health. So those things are transformative across cultures. So I'm starting to get more involved in WFAT.
Amazing and great to have you on board. Obviously, we're doing our part here to try and bring what you're doing, what the University of South Carolina is doing, and then what we're doing as a whole, as a profession. You know, I've heard about some of these linked projects globally or across, you know, overseas, with research being done, like you mentioned, in Ireland and then combined in South Carolina, the World Congress in Israel last and in Dublin in 2025. Great opportunities for our listeners, if you haven't been, to allow your passion to allow you to see the world, but also see the world in order to enhance your passion, right? You see a lot of people come from a lot of different perspectives. Research is out there, really cool projects in different parts of the world that you just may never have had exposure to if you didn't go sort
Yeah.
of the international route.
No, and I agree with you. And I think it starts at the student level and getting more students involved at the World Congress and at any organizational meeting is so important. Our profession is only as good as the recruits that we continue to bring in. And when you bring in recruits that have that global perspective and they want to go to these conferences and they want to engage in these types of activities, I think it's fantastic. So, excuse me, one of the ideas that I brought up is to kind of run a really be intentional in bringing students to the World Congress in Dublin in 2025. So that's one of the goals that I have is to really enhance that.
Fantastic. And having had a little bit of exposure to a couple of these, the students in Israel brought a massive passion to that environment, right? Listening to those that had established themselves worldwide, and then sort of fueling or refueling some of the passion of the presenters and people who are well established in the field already. Really
Yeah, and
powerful.
I think James, getting them to present as well. They want to present their research and they want to present their case studies. And that to me is a trickle effect so that then they do it before the age of 40 some, right? They're doing it in their 20s and 30s, I think is helpful.
Yeah, and lots of growth ahead in terms of the profession and the way that we see it or have seen it. Again, this is Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast. This is part two of our five-part series, 2023 Impact Award winners from WFAT, Dr. Jim Mensch down at University of South Carolina, Dr. Zachary Winkelman, his nominator, clinical assistant professor down at University of South Carolina. Some really impactful words, some really great projects. I'd love to take this longer. I know we're up against it in the middle of a workday here, but really appreciate your time, Zach. I'll let you sort of direct Jim towards the end here in terms of maybe a little summary of the nomination or the work that he's done, the way that you see it. And then Jim, maybe some closing words or remarks in terms of the profession itself, just words of wisdom through your journey.
I think to me the reason the Impact Award is focused on globalization and that kind of broad sense of athletic therapy and training. But I think for a nominee for me is not just nominating a colleague or somebody you work with. It needs to be somebody that truly embodies the award and what it's asking for. And to me, that's people that are groundbreaking and doing stuff that's innovative. And to me, that's Jim. Like he had thoughts about adding athletic training to campus rec here 20 years ago, putting people in the military here at Fort Jackson 20 years ago. And so when we see social media posts now or these cool things like, yeah, look at this, look at this. It's kind of cool to know like Jim was doing this 20 years ago. And it's the same thing with the globalization is that he saw a need and saw an impact. And I think that needs to be rewarded and recognized when people are being innovative before it's cool to be innovative. And so to me, that's why the award is so the nominee was so meaningful to me to recognize his contributions he's made to our not just our program and the state of South Carolina, but to our profession as a whole.
Listen, I appreciate that. And again, it's never a one-person show. While I had ideas for a lot of those things, we had to bounce them around, whether it was Colonel Schwedo with the military or Jeff Guy with the China program or the folks Herbert Camp at Campus Rec. Those are discussions that happen with multiple people. So thank you for that. But I will say, we're in a profession where we care about people and we care about getting folks to return to play and getting folks back to doing what it is that they love, whether it's a military person, a football player, a ballet dancer, it doesn't matter who it is. If they have an ankle sprain, that's what we embrace on figuring out the best ways to get them back. And it doesn't matter if they're a military person from Ireland, Greece, the Netherlands, or the United States. Now, there may be differences there on how we treat those patients and different things that have worked for us in the past. And that's what I want to get. I don't know anything. I'm just a dumb kid from Philly. I don't know a whole lot, but I want to learn from folks. I want to be able to go and figure out if you're doing something that's working, I want to know about it. And I can't do that unless I get outside my comfort zone, unless I learn from other people. And to do that globally, I got to get outside the United States and I got to get outside of South Carolina. So I have a passion for learning how others are doing things. And then I want to make connections with them. And then when we can all do that collectively at an event like the World Congress in Dublin, that is doubly impactful. And that's why I think that getting students and young faculty members and old faculty members like me too to participate in these things is very, very important. So, and I know there's an expense part to that, and it's not cheap to get to Ireland. I mean, it's not cheap to get to these places. So we have to do a better job of figuring out ways to fund and get grants and get folks to be able to do this kind of travel. It's great to do it via Zoom and otherwise, but you're not going to pick up on the culture and the little nuances of a culture. Of a place until you're there and you see it. And I use examples in Ireland and across Europe of the club culture that's over there. It doesn't exist here in the United States. It's all high school and the pros, and we don't have that culture that so how does that differ in the way we're gonna, take care of these athletes? Anyway, I could go on and on about that. I guess what I'm saying is, let's figure out a way to get us all together where we can learn from each other.
I'd love to, as our audience would, to have you go on and on. So we'll reschedule a longer opportunity to chat. This one to highlight your award, 2023 Impact Award winner, Dr. Jim Mensch, University of South Carolina. His nominator, Dr. Zachary Winkleman, also down at the University of South Carolina. Really appreciate your time. A true embodiment of intentionality, passion, and lifelong learning within this profession. I think, from our limited interaction here, I'll thank you on behalf of our audience and myself. Truly an embodiment of all the things that it means to be an athletic trainer, athletic therapist, and spreading the word across the globe. So thank you once again for your time. Congratulations on the award, Dr. Mensch. I'll let you wrap this up with a goodbye.
No, it's just a thank you to Zachary for nominating me, for WFAT for putting this even on and allowing me to get this award. That is so important. And then all the folks that were involved in me doing some of the things that Zach and we've talked about today. So that is a big thank you. And there's a lot more to be done.
And away we go. We'll do it together. We'll do it collectively, as you mentioned. Thank you so much. This has been Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast, the official podcast of WFAT. Thank you for listening. Thank you both for being here. Thank you for your time. Keep going with passion. Keep seeing the world. Keep growing the profession.
Thanks again for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this community. Check us out online, firststartherapy.com. That's F-I-R-S-T-A-R therapy.com. Or email us with feedback, consult@firststartherapy.com. C-O-N-S-U-L-T at firststartherapy.com. On Instagram, @firststar.therapy. And our podcast host, @letschat.at. This is First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast.